Hi everyone, it's Helen. That means one thing, I'm back with all your latest Beacon news. Well, welcome to November. It's certainly starting to feel a bit more like winter now, isn't it? So, first this week, we've got a bit of a play on that. So remember, we've got plenty on this November. If you haven't already joined our virtual activities, why not do it now? Our new timetable for this month is now live. All the activities are free and there's lots of different things to try. So whether you're a first timer or a regular attendee, you'll be really sure of a warm welcome from our team. To find out more about any of the activities we offer, whether virtual or face to face, why not just give us a call? The number, you should know it by now, is 01902 880 111. Or you can also email Kim Williams via kwilliams@beaconvision.org. That's kwilliams@beaconvision.org. TikTok goes the clock. It certainly does, doesn't it? Did you remember to reset them over the weekend? It was an hour back. I tell you, every single time it catches me out. Anyway, a radio-controlled talking clock or watch will turn back the hour automatically, so you don't need to change anything. And what's more, you don't have to struggle to see what time it is. It's one of the most common issues that people come to our sight loss advisors with, just struggling to see the clock. So if you want to find out more about our talking clocks, why not call our sight loss advisors on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. That's inquiries@beaconvision.org. Now, did you know that it's currently National Trustee Week? So we thought what better time to say thank you to the wonderful trustees who volunteered their time at Beacon to make a difference to people. A third of our board have lived experience of sight loss and their backgrounds are really diverse. Everything from a former nurse to a solicitor. What they all have in common is that they want to make a big difference for someone with sight loss. We'd really, really like to thank them for all their hard work, along with all our other volunteers. What a wonderful job they all do. Lastly this week, if you're celebrating, we'd like to wish all the Beacon family a very happy Diwali. May the light we celebrate show us the way and diminish the darkness. What a lovely note to finish on, eh? Hopefully, I'll be back to catch up with you all again soon. That's it for now. Bye-bye.